It is a challenging world we live in, and the 24-hour news cycle can really get us down sometimes. So how can we live with more joy? Well, author Emily Ellers joins me now to talk about her book. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
It's called Hope is a Verb, 6 Steps to Radical Optimism When the World Seems Broken. I love this idea. How did you get the idea for it?
Well, I work in the environmental sort of space, working on issues of kind of helping people live zero waste and things like that. And I just noticed a pattern of people burning out over it and really getting kind of engulfed in despair about the state of the planet. And I had experience with that as well. So I wanted to figure out a kind of process that get people back on board, build up their resilience, and also just a bit of joy so that it's a more sustainable approach, because when you look at the big issues in the world, this is the long game. It's not a sprint. So we really need to be resilient in this world.
Absolutely. Yeah, and just keeping an eye out, being conscious of the fact that there are wonderful things out there can certainly make a difference, change the way that you perceive the world.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. We're absolutely saturated with terrifying headlines. Some of them true, some of them fear-mongering. And I think it can really get us caught in this bubble where we think that there's only bad out there. But there's a lot of lovely things in the world and people that are helping. And I think we need to remember that.
And it's a really beautiful book. It's not a heavy read. It's more of just a kind of joyful flick through kind of book, right? Tell us about this. And were you the one that did the illustrations as well?
Yeah, I've been calling myself a drawfer, so I'm an author who draws. My Instagram account is all illustrations, and when I was at university, I used to kind of take my notes and make comics and things like that and do flow charts, and I started sharing them, and people really liked the way that it could take a complex idea and make it really easy to digest. And the thing that I've loved most about the reception of the book is that so many adults who have bought it, because it is a book for adults primarily, have found that their children have run off with it and have it by their bed now. So I love that it's accessible to all sort of ages.
All right. Tell us about some of the messages that you instill in it.
Oh, I talk about the fact that we are more powerful than we think. You know, we have agency to make significant change in the world. We can't change the entire world. We can't save the world, I mean, by ourselves. But we can really make a difference and have that kind of ripple effect. So I think it's really important that people kind of stand up and realise their strength.
Yeah, and also I like the one, just start. That's a pretty important one, particularly for people who, you know, get writer's block or they're a bit obsessed with creating the perfect thing.
Absolutely, and that's and similarly with activism or people who are just conscious of issues and causes. If they're so big and overwhelming, that it's kind of the David Goliath thing, and some people just get too scared to start, and then nothing happens from it. But I've found that just taking a small step, picking an issue and running with it, it's amazing how it can kind of grow into a bigger effect.
Yeah, certainly that's the case for you, Emily Ellers, because you are an eco warrior, aren't you? You're a sustainability expert. Tell us about this passion.
I've always really loved the planet. I think everyone inherently does, but I was kind of a little greenie from the get-go. I just want to inspire people to remember that humans are animals and we need to kind of act a bit more like animals and love nature a bit more and slow down and waste less and just enjoy a life that's not built around consumerism.
Yeah, so you make an effort to go as plastic-free as possible, right?
Yeah, I try to reduce, so I would be considered part of the zero waste movement where it's not just plastic that I try to cut down. I try to repurpose everything and upcycle and thrift and all those fun things. And it's a fun culture to be part of, really.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like that kind of pushes you out of some social circles or makes it a little bit harder to just do everyday things that a lot of people take for granted?
I think it's definitely... It seems to be taboo in this space to say that it is harder, but it is. At first, it is harder learning to go plastic-free or rejecting the materialistic culture. But once you start embedding your values, which is also another big theme in the book, embedding your values in your actions, it starts to make your life feel much more aligned with who you are. And also, I opened the book with a comic about when I went a bit too far into the hippie trope and I was angry at people and I was yelling at people to become vegan and that sort of thing. And it's just, it doesn't work. And so now I don't struggle as much in social situations anymore because I just try to be the change. And I know that that's more effective than yelling at people.
Absolutely. Oh, that's great. That's really nice. And, yeah, finding that optimism as well, which is a good driving force way more than negativity.
Absolutely. And I just think it's more fun for everyone involved. And we're always going to come up against people who have different opinions and who knows who's right or wrong. So we need to be able to figure out how to have good, helpful, productive conversations about the things that do matter.
Excellent. Hey, how can we get our hands on your lovely book?
Oh, it's in bookstores, your local bookstore or Kmart, or you can find it online. Booktopia has it as well. So,
Hope is a Verb, 6 Steps to Radical Optimism When the World Seems Broken. Emily Ellers, so lovely to have you on the show today. Thank you.
Thanks so much.